This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. Government forces have detained at least 500 people in a sweeping crackdown in Indian-controlled Kashmir, local officials said Sunday, following a string of suspected militant attacks and targeted killings in the disputed region. Assailants fatally shot three Hindus and a Sikh person in the region's main city this week in a sudden rise in violence against civilians that both pro- and anti-India Kashmiri politicians widely condemned. Local police blame the spate of killings on militants fighting against Indian rule in the region for decades. Officials said they had detained in the last 3 days over 500 people across the Kashmir Valley for questioning. According to police, those detained in the ensuing crackdown include members of religious groups, anti-India activists, and, quote, overground workers, a term Indian authorities used for militant sympathizers and collaborators. Iraqis are voting on Sunday in a general election that many say they would boycott, having lost faith in the democratic system brought in by the U.S.-led invasion of 2003. The election is being held several months early under a new law designed to help independent candidates, a response to mass anti-government protests 2 years ago. But the established armed and Shiite Islamist-dominated ruling elite is expected to sweep the vote. The result will not dramatically alter the balance of power in the country or the wider Middle East, say Iraqi officials, foreign diplomats, and analysts. Nonetheless, some Iraqis are keen to vote in the election, the country's fifth parliamentary vote since 2003, and are hopeful of change. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Malaysia eased domestic and international travel curbs on Sunday for those fully vaccinated against the coronavirus as a fierce outbreak slows and inoculation rates rise. The Southeast Asian nation has faced its worst COVID-19 wave in recent months, prompting authorities to impose a tough nationwide lockdown. But with case numbers falling and the vaccination rollout picking up speed, authorities began lifting curbs with businesses allowed to reopen and workers slowly returning to offices. In a televised address on Sunday, Malaysia's prime minister announced that fully inoculated people can move freely within the country as well as fly overseas and without special permission. Malaysians had been prohibited from traveling between the country's different states since January, apart from exceptional circumstances. Overseas travel had only been allowed for those who got special permission by applying through an official system. While this requirement is being dropped, returning travelers will still need to undergo quarantine. Italian police on Sunday arrested leaders and other members of a far-right party after a protest in Rome turned violent, with many calling for the group to be banned. Hundreds of people gathered to demonstrate against anti-coronavirus measures in central Rome on Saturday, clashing with police and wrecking premises, including the headquarters of a trade union federation. Police used water cannons and tear gas to disperse crowds over several hours of unrest. Italian media reported that among 12 people arrested were the head of a political party's national security group. The party was formed in 1997, a total halt that called for an abortion ban, a total halt to immigration, and the repeal of hate speech laws. It's never achieved a score of even 0.5% in any election, and most centrist and left-leaning politicians have now called for it to be banned. And thousands of Poles are expected to rally on Sunday in defense of their country's EU membership after Poland's top court last week issued a landmark ruling against the primacy of EU law. The pro-EU demonstrations have been called for by former EU chief Donald Tusk, now leader of the country's main opposition group, who has warned of the prospect of a so-called Pole exit. Tusk asked people to, quote, defend a European Poland after a wave of criticism against the ruling both in Poland and from around the European Union. Find more on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey.